We zitten nog steeds bij Dan Wieler. Hij heeft ons van het station afgehaald met de treinen. Heb ik al voldoende over verteld. Hij vertelde ook dat er een aantal musea is hier in Hull. En dat de musea nog gratis zijn ook. Dan, de museum in Hull. What can people see here? Is it about the harbour, the history, the...
Okay, well, we've actually got 8 free museums in the city, and they range really from looking at Hull's history. Hull used to be an industrial port, and it used to have a lot of its industry based around fishing. So we've got the Maritime Museum in the city centre, and there you can find out all about Hull's past as fishing and whaling port. And then from there you can go to the Streetlife Museum, which is in the museum's quarter. And at the Streetlife Museum, it's a chart looking back at the history of the transport within the city and within the country as a wider. It's a fantastic museum. It's set up as the streets were in bygone eras, so there's a lot of historical vehicles there. You can get on them, you can sit in
them. It's a real life museum.
It's a real life museum. But next door to that, there is a museum dedicated to one of Hull's most famous sons, William Wilberforce. He's famous in the UK for the being one of the main counterparts in the abolition of slavery. His museum is dedicated to, and it's actually based in his house, and it's dedicated to recharting the impact that he had on the slave trade and the immense amount of work that he did to get it to outlawed. Hull, in line with its fishing history, has the last remaining sidewinder trawler, which is called the Arctic Corsair. Okay. Still based in the Hull. You can get on board the ship, you can go below decks, you can have a look around. And that's the same with the Spurn Lightship, which is actually more just a few metres from here in the marina. And again, you can see what it would have been like to be on board the ship when it was a working lightship out there in the Humber.
Yeah. There is a museum quarter. There is a centre of Hull. We can walk it?
Yeah, that's one of the great things about Hull. The centre of Hull is actually very compact. So walking from the interchanges we did, which is on one side of the city, to the hotel here, to no more than 5-10 minutes. And then you can get across to the historic old town of Hull, again, in no more than 5 or 10 minutes. It's a nice, compact city centre, and the majority of the access points are around the outside.
Yeah. We talked about the museums, we talked about other things. You can do shopping. And people who come to Hull for the first time or the second time, what should they do?
Okay, well, the first port of call would have to be the Tourist Information Centre in the centre of the city. From there, there is a tourist train which runs out around the city centre, and it runs to the deep and back again. But also there's the city trails that run from there. There's the fish trail, which takes you on a guided walk around the city, as well as the ale trail, so maybe one just for the adults, but the ale trail runs from there as well. And they can give you all the information on what there is to see and do in the city, as well as what other shows and events are happening when you visit.
Yeah. People who want to know more, you have a website?
Of course, yep. The website is visithullandeastyorkshire.com, and you can find everything. There's itineraries on there if you've got an hour in Hull, 24 hours in Hull, or a weekend.
Okay.